amount of data in our world has been exploding. Companies are capturing trillions of bytes of information about their customers, suppliers, and operations. Millions of network sensors are being embedded in devices like mobile phones and cars, and they're sensing and creating and communicating data. And we're all contributing data through our smartphones and social networks. Big data is now a feature of every part of the global economy. But what does this mean? I'm Janet Bush, an editor with the McKinsey Global Institute, or MGI. And joining me today to address this question is Michael Chewy, an MGI senior fellow who's based in San Francisco. So, Michael, what do we mean by big data?
Well, indeed, data has always been part of IT and the ways in which people capture value. But what our research really suggests is that the scale and scope of changes has really brought us to an inflection point. A difference in quantity has become a difference in kind, and there are sets of data now that really are beyond the scope of our traditional ways of dealing with them. And it's those large sets of data that we find really interesting and are going to be a source of great value going forward. It's a place where value will suddenly be created in ways that hadn't been created before. And we're starting to see real changes in the economic landscape as a result of these convergence of technology trends as well as data trends. And what we've really found, which has been quite surprising and striking to us, is now that big data has really become a part of every sector and function of the global economy. It's becoming an essential factor of production, just like labor and capital. And previously, you know, perhaps only a few forward-thinking leaders would have had to deal with this. But at a firm level, we actually believe that this is going to be a key basis of competition for the next 10 years, really determining who are going to be the winners and losers within sectors. Also, at an economy-wide level, we believe that collecting and storing and using big data, mining it for insights, can truly enhance the productivity of economies. We believe that some of these connection between IT and productivity that we've seen in the past really will repeat itself in terms of the use of big data in order to drive another level of productivity going forward.
How big is this phenomenon?
Take healthcare, for instance. If U.S. healthcare could use big data more creatively and effectively to drive efficiency and quality, we estimate that the sector could actually capture more than $300 billion in value per year. And that could cut U.S. healthcare expenditures on a national basis by 8%. Or in the private sector, a retailer, for instance, fully capturing the value of big data could increase its operating margin by 60%. We also looked at the public sector in Europe. In government administration, we found that you could drive 100 billion euro of efficiency improvements simply through levers that are enabled by big data. And that doesn't even include some of the big data levers such as reducing fraud and reducing tax gaps. So overall, we're finding a tremendous potential in terms of value that can be created both in the private sector as well as the public sector and social sectors.
So could you give us some examples of the different ways in which big data drives value?
At a very detailed level, we synthesized five ways in which big data could be used to capture value. One of them is simply creating transparency into data. So, for instance, in the public sector, we found some departments where 20% of the employee's time was simply looking for information and then obtaining it through relatively inefficient ways. Through creating transparency to big data, you could greatly reduce that inefficiency. And then in manufacturing, we found that integrating data from multiple sources, from R&D, engineering, manufacturing, again, could really create much better products. The second category is enabling experimentation to discover new needs, exposing variability, and improving performance. What we're finding is a new way of doing management, a new way of making decisions through controlled experiments. And now these are something that people have done in marketing, for instance, in order to figure out what drives higher conversion. But also we found tremendous variations in performance from one site to another that can be exposed through using big data. And in many cases, you can do these through controlled experiments, or other times you look for natural experiments where there are natural variations in performance. By exposing that variability in performance, those that are low performers can discover some of the factors that improve performance and then drive the overall performance of the system higher. Thirdly, we also looked at segmenting populations to customize actions. And this is something that in the consumer and retail spaces, the private sector has been doing for a long time, understanding how to market better to different targets or segments. But there are some sectors of the economy, say the public sector, for instance, where the norm or the mindset is to treat all citizens the same. But what we discovered is that if you actually apply segmentation from big data, you can drive tremendous increases in efficiency and also in effectiveness. Fourthly, we also looked at replacing or supporting human decision-making with automated algorithms. So, for instance, you could apply automated risk engines, the sorts of algorithms that are used in the private sector in insurance, for instance, or credit cards, but then apply them in tax or healthcare for understanding compliance and where you might need to look more closely for something that wasn't compliant with policy. But also, if you look at management decision-making, you can apply automated algorithms in order to improve the decisions that managers make. You know, there are people who talk about management by hippos, the highest paid person's opinions. But nowadays, if you apply big data and automated algorithms, some of those decisions can be made with much better analyses, much more precise analyses. And then finally, innovating new business models and products and services. So for instance, we took a look at real-time location data, a set of data which is exploding because of the use of smartphones and other ways to discover where people exist. But they're creating a lot of new business models as well. So everything from navigation services that are provided for free through mobile advertising, all the way through insurance, where increasingly risk can be priced by the way people actually behave, how they drive, rather than necessarily how many years they've been driving or their age.
There are five case studies about big data in this report. Can you share with us some of the most interesting findings from your point of view?
We did discover a few things which we found to be quite interesting. And first of all, the tremendous amount of value that could be captured by companies or providers gets captured by the end users or consumers. So for instance, if you look at the use of personal location data, we size $600 billion, far in excess of any of the value that gets captured by service providers. $600 billion that gets captured in value by consumers. Another interesting finding is that while organizations could capture a tremendous amount of value from the data from one source, combining data from multiple sources, and oftentimes sources that weren't thought of before, can be where a lot more value can be created. So take, for example, healthcare. Healthcare, we found four large pools of data, but pools of data which are rarely combined. So healthcare providers, for instance, have clinical data, and healthcare payers have claims data. And then pharmaceutical and medical products companies have a tremendous amount of data that comes from their research and development of new drugs and therapies. And then finally, we have a whole new set of data which is being created around patient or consumer behavior as well as sentiment, things that they're posting online, or information that comes from everything from sensors in their running shoes to the weight that they measure at home. And most of these pieces of data, as you'll notice, come from different sources and are held by different sources. But being able to combine them can create a lot more value, for instance, really discovering a holistic view of a person's wellness and what sort of therapy might be both most effective as well as most cost-effective.
So what will it take to capture the full benefits of big data?
We looked at this from two aspects. Firstly, what organization or business leaders need to do, and secondly, what policymakers can do in order to enable this value capture. So for organization and business leaders, one thing they can do is inventory their data assets, understand where that data is that can be used to capture value, whether or not it's proprietary data that they already have, or public data they have access to, or purchase data they can actually obtain through trade. Understanding how to get that data and what data is available is extremely important. And then identifying these potential value creation opportunities. Then an organization will need to build its capabilities. One of the key barriers to capturing value going forward will be a real shortage of talent, at least in a couple of important categories. Firstly, a set of deep analytical talent, the sorts of people who have advanced training in statistics and machine learning, are going to be in tremendous demand. If you look in the United States, the gap between the demand for people with this deep analytical talent and the number that are going to be created at current course and speed could be 140,000 to 190,000 people by 2018. So again, finding this deep analytical talent, there's going to be a war for talent for these sorts of people. Secondly, in order to truly capture the full potential of big data, our managers as well as analysts will have to be able to consume big data analyses. And so again, we're sizing a potential gap of 1.5 million people in the United States between the number of people in management and analyst ranks that will have to have these capabilities and those that are being created at current course and speed. So some tremendous retraining will have to occur here, as well as hiring the right people. Of course, in addition to talent, technology is also important, and being able to deploy the types of technology that allows you to manipulate, aggregate, and analyze these sorts of big data is going to be paramount. And then finally, addressing data policy issues. There are real legitimate concerns about privacy and how information gets used, particularly in a big data world, and those sorts of trade-offs will need to be understood. So companies will have to address this issue. both in terms of what's legally required, as well as what sorts of implicit contracts they have with their customers and other stakeholders. It'll be very important for business leaders to grapple with these issues. On the policymaker side, number one, creating the human capital or building the human capital to capture big data. I mentioned before the fact that there's going to be a tremendous gap between demand and supply, both for deep analytical talent with advanced training in statistics and machine learning, as well as the broader management and analyst ranks. Pulling educational levers as well as retraining levers will be very important in order for the economy to truly capture value here. Secondly, many times the incentives for either sharing or trading data simply aren't there. And so for many times, policymakers will have levers for creating the ability to share data. Thirdly, policymakers will need to develop policies that, in fact, balance some of these privacy concerns with the value that can be created. And again, these are solutions that could vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And, of course, many global companies would prefer to have fewer, much more clear rules. But again, this is going to be a set of issues that will have to be played out in the policy realm. Finally, policymakers will have to establish intellectual property frameworks that both allow value to be captured from big data, but also ensure that data is shared in appropriate ways. Government leaders also have a tremendous role to play in sponsoring the research and development, both of the technology as well as the techniques that will need to be created in order to capture value from big data. And then, of course, ensuring that the appropriate amount of IT infrastructure is in place to communicate as well as process this big data is simply going to be fundamental.
Okay, well, thanks very much indeed, Michael.
Thank you.